This is Dr. Bill Meehan, president of Jacksonville State University. My guest this week is Dr. Lori Owens with the Department of Political Science. She's being interviewed by News Bureau Director Al Harris. Let's listen in.
Dr. Owens, why have the confirmation proceedings for federal judgeships become such a hot-button issue in the last several years?
Well, certain parties and groups have been concerned about who's placed on the federal bench for a number of years, but the process itself started to become more politicized during the 1987 Supreme Court confirmation hearings for Robert Bork. The Bork hearings were a real watershed in the confirmation process because it marked the first time ever that a national campaign was launched against a nominee for the Supreme Court. Interest groups came out in droves with television ads and efforts at the grassroots level to pressure members of the Senate Judiciary Committee to vote no on the Bork nomination. The interest group campaign against Bork proved to be effective. Individuals who saw the ads were frightened into thinking that Bork's confirmation to the Supreme Court would result in sweeping reversals of landmark court decisions in key issues such as abortion and civil rights. The constituents of three key swing vote members of the Senate Judiciary Committee were targeted: Dennis DeConcini, Arlen Specter, and Hal Heflin. Ultimately, the swing voters decided not to support Bork in committee, which of course led to more negative votes in the full Senate. Bork was rejected because of his judicial philosophy. There is a huge difference in one's political philosophy and one's judicial philosophy, and most members of the Judiciary Committee were not capable of understanding the difference. Bork viewed his role as that of interpreting the Constitution according to the original understanding of the document.
Thank you. From JSU, this is Dr. Bill Meehan wishing you a good day.